Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
I never saw anything like it, Mr. Postmaster. Look, there must be 20 letters there in that one envelope.
I counted them, Miss Message. There are 25. And they're all from Mrs. Snipes' fourth grade class at Lightfoot Elementary School.
Can we read a few of them?
Yes, what I have done, I talked to Mrs. Snipes and I said that we'd have to read some of them to get a general flavor of what the children were asking for, but we just can't get them all in this program. But I hope that you will understand. You want to go first?
All right, let's see.
That's Amanda Humes.
Oh, right.
You remember Amanda.
Dear Santa, I know how you and your elves are working hard just to get your presents ready. But we have some surprises for you, and that surprise is that we have set up a play, and I hope you like it. These are some things I want for Christmas. I want a big bounce trampoline and a doll. Love, Amanda Humes.
Hey, Amanda, mentioning that play fits right in with this letter from Ted, who lives in Locust Grove, who says, Dear Santa, I think that you're a wonderful man. Just think of giving out presents to everyone on Earth. You'd have to have the fastest deer in the world. You must have a sack full of toys. Oh, speaking of toys, I want a Tonka landing set and a Star Wars pistol. Now, I've got some questions. Is Rudolph going to be with you? Is Comet still washing the sink? I like your red suit and hat. Oh, speaking of hats, I'm having a play in school, and I need a stocking hat because I'm in the chorus. Wally is Santa. And they're going to sing a whole lot of Christmas songs. Love, Ted.
This letter is from Brian Wright. Dear Santa, I'd like to have a tape recorder and a Houston Oilers football helmet. Then I'd like a game called Electronic Bowl. Then I'd like to have a train track and a Pittsburgh Steelers football watch. Yours truly, Brian Wright.
Brian certainly writes nicely, doesn't he, Miss Message?
Sure does. Yeah,
good handwriting. Melissa Rollins has written, Dear Santa Claus, I like you very much because you bring all kinds of toys, and that makes Christmas wonderful. I'm in the fourth grade, and we're doing a play about Christmas. Do you know what I want for Christmas? I want a guitar, because I want to learn how to play it. Well, I better be going. Bye. Yours truly, Melissa Rollins.
Dear Santa, writes Karen Williams, how are you? I like you, not because you bring toys. I like you because you make all the little girls and boys happy, and you make me feel happy, too. That's why I like you. For Christmas, I'd like a flute, a ukulele, a watch, and some other toys. Love, Karen Williams.
Mm-hmm. Well, Karen can get together with Melissa. Santa delivers all those musical instruments, and they can have quite a band. Alan Clay has written, Dear Santa, how are you? Are you ready for Christmas? I'm ready for Christmas. I'd like some clothes and toys. I hope you'll come to my house. I'll be looking for you on December 24th, 1978. My family hopes you will drop by with some toys. Do you want it to snow on Christmas Eve? I hope I've been good enough that you'll come to my house. Your friend, Alan Clay.
Well, this letter's from Grover Wilson. Dear Santa, I feel you are a jolly and nice fellow. You are nice to all little children. I like you very much. I want a fishing box, model plane, games, and a couple other things. Love, Grover Wilson.
Grover has, well, all of these children have nice handwriting, this message. It's easy to read. Pam's letter, for example, says, Dear Santa, how are you? I'm doing fine. I like you, not only because you bring toys to us. It is the thought that counts. I like the toys that you bring us. I want a pair of skates and a sled. Bye-bye, Santa. Love, Pam. And this message, all this other stack of letters that I won't be able to get to, I do want you to know that the letters will go into Sam's mailbag and will be sent on to Santa Claus. And the letters came from Rebecca Nicholson and Rebecca Pugh and Sharon Gill and Brenda, who signs herself your customer, Brenda, and Patty Decker and Melvin Brown and Brian Samuelson and Lori Nicholson and William Scott. Goodness, what a bunch. Teresa Mercer. I'm going to flip through a few more here. Iris Renee Coleman, your buddy Ray, Mark Moon, I'm almost through. Love Frank. Frank, the good thing Santa knows who you are, because you're a little sneaky there with only one name. Robert Hawkins, Doris Rollins, Christine Capelli, and Gary Gentry. Well, you and all of the children in Mrs. Snipes' fourth grade class at Lightfoot Elementary School, thank you for your letters. And we're not through yet, Miss Message.
We sure aren't. This one is from James T. Franklin, Jr. Dear Santa, I've been a good little boy and would like these following toys. An X-Wing fighter, Disney roller coaster, Batman Wayne Foundation penthouse. A watch.
Excuse me for laughing, James Franklin. Oh, dear. Go ahead.
A backpack. Uh-huh. And I'll leave you some hot chocolate on the dining room table. From James T. Franklin, Jr.
James, I didn't realize there was a Batman Wayne Foundation penthouse. That's what got me laughing. Well, Reuben Franklin has written, Dear Santa, I've been a good boy all year, and I want some toys, and these are the names. Galactic Warrior, 4+4 slotted speedway, a Sean Cassidy guitar, another musician, Miss Message, a trail tracker van, an HO scale landscape set with a 9-unit train, and a little professor Reuben wants to work on his math. Thank you. I'll leave you some cookies from Reuben Franklin.
Well, here's one from Jeremy Utes, and it's a nice short one, too. Dear Santa, please bring me a chemistry set and a game. Thank you, Jeremy.
As a matter of fact, there's another one. I think Tricia must have been taking notes on the way Jeremy wrote, because Tricia Breeden writes, Dear Santa, please bring me a baby bed and a Barbie. Love, Tricia Breeden.
And yet another shorty.
Mm-hmm.
This one from Tina Utes. Dear Santa, please bring me a baby doll and a vacuum cleaner. Thank you, Tina.
And another shorty, and this from Chad Lohr. Dear Santa Claus, bring me a mini bike and a Nerf football. Love, Chad Lohr. I guess we ought to get to some of these stories, Miss Message.
Right, time is passing quickly.
Right.
This story is called The Christmas Spirit by Max Dodson in the 8th grade at Prospect Heights Middle School. It was a Christmas Eve, and everyone in the little log cabin had on Apple Creek was happy. A little girl was wrapping a present for her younger brother, and he was eating Christmas cookies in front of the fire. He was just 8, but already getting pretty big. Son, his father said, breaking the silence, run out to the woodlot and bring in enough wood for the fire tonight. And stay away from the pond. You know what happened to your brother last Christmas.
Yes, father,
he said, for he well remembered the Christmas before, when his big brother went out for some wood and didn't come back. And the next day, the men from town had dragged the pond and found his body. Just thinking about it made him want to cry. But he went out to get the wood before he did. Walking to the woodlot, crunching through the fresh snow, he was lost in thought. Then suddenly he heard someone speak next to him, and he jerked his head up. Walking beside him was his brother, in the same clothes he had worn at the funeral. Don't be scared, Tom. It's me, Mike. I came to tell you not to cry, that I'm happy where I am now. I also want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I have to go now, but tell Mother and Father that I'll be back every Christmas Eve to talk to them. Bye for now, brother. And he was gone. Quickly, Tom got the wood and ran back to the house. He told his parents all about it, and they were all very happy. They had a happy Christmas, and they didn't go to see their son's grave because he told them not to worry. The next morning, they all went out and saw only one set of footprints leading to the woodlot. A mysterious story by Max Dodson in the 8th grade.
The Christmas Spirit. A very nice thought, Max. That's a good story. I have one that takes us a little, I was about to say further away from reality. Well, that's a very real and nice story. This one is about the Munchkins who didn't know about Christmas. Who's the author of this? Polly Roberts, who has drawn an elephant at the end of the story. Well, okay, Polly. There was once a planet called Rainness. This planet had little people about 6 inches tall called Munchkins. None of these Munchkins knew anything about Christmas. One day, a group of Munchkins decided to go on a trip. They didn't have any transportation, so they had to hike. They packed up their backpacks and were on their way. They ran into all kinds of trouble when they left. Some of the problems were minor, but the Munchkins were still cold and scared. There was one Munchkin, though, who wanted to go back. There was one who wanted to go back. Well, they started north to the large rocks and then went west, and they arrived on a mountaintop, and they looked around, and they realized they didn't know where they were. So they sat at the peak of the mountain, waiting for a nearby bird to fly by. A few hours later, a bird flew by. The Munchkins asked him if he could give them some directions. The bird said yes. He told them to keep north until they came to a town called Santa Land. The Munchkins arrived in Santa Land at 2 p.m. that afternoon. It was supper time for the Munchkins, but they would run out of food. They walked up to a place that looked like a restaurant, and they rang the doorbell. A little boy answered, "Yes, may I help you? Is this a place to eat?" The people in Santa's town were nice. They never let anyone down when they needed help. The little boy let them in, and even though it wasn't a restaurant, he said, "What would you like for supper?" So they ordered what they wanted, and then they got into a conversation. And the little boy asked them what they were getting for Christmas. The Munchkins looked at each other and said, "What's Christmas?" And the boy said, "You must be kidding. Where do you come from?" The boy explained what Christmas was, and he asked them if they would like to have Christmas with him. The Munchkins had Christmas with that family and took presents and Christmas back to their own little town. The End, by Polly Roberts. The Munchkins Who Didn't Know About Christmas.
Well, those are two really nice stories.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see you got the tree up. The lights look really pretty, too.
You know, every bulb lit up when I plugged it in.
Well, did you find our old decorations?
Mm-hmm. But I guess we better wait to finish decorating the tree until after we pack up all this mail for Sam. Let me get it.
Okay.
Got that one. Gosh, we've got a lot of them in there. And all the ones from the fourth
rush,
grade.
Yeah,
sure is.
And that's all done for another night. Good night, Mr. Postmaster.
Good night, Miss Message. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.